Thank you for tuning in to today's homily at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was for Ash Wednesday, given by Father Eric Schild on March 6, 2019. Now here is Father Schild.
And you thought that the only treat you were going to get tonight was getting ashes on your forehead. You get ashes on your forehead, and you get to see Deacon Bob in his debut back here at St. Jerome. Like Lazarus come back from the dead, here he is, you know. So God love him. God love him. So he's been following doctor's orders, and so now he's able to be back, but I don't know that he followed doctor's orders today. So anyway, if he falls asleep, let me know, because I got to go and nudge him, he told me. So nonetheless. So at the school today, I went up to one of the fifth grade, and I said, now just think about this. If I realize that Jesus Christ loves me so much that he came into this world, that he died for my sins, and that on the third day he rose again, I realize that's how much he loved me. What would you say to me if I told you that I was giving up for Lent peas and carrots? And he looked at me and he goes, well, Father, you don't eat peas and carrots. And I went, precisely. Precisely. I don't eat peas and cooked carrots in particular because they're nasty. And so to give those up for Lent obviously would not be much of a sacrifice. One of the high school students said to me today, Father, I'm giving up homework for Lent. I said, well, by the looks of your grades, it looks like you already did. Again, not a sacrifice if you've already given it up or you're not doing it. But the reality, my friends, and this is something I've been thinking about for this Lenten season. You know, we oftentimes give up all sorts of different things, and it's fine and dandy, and I give up candy, or I give up this, or I give up. But is it meaningful? We can give up all sorts of things, but is it meaningful? Is it something that is going to help us develop a deeper relationship with our Lord? Or is it just what we've been doing for 50 years? Does it help to develop a closer relationship with our God? And I was thinking in particular in terms of the church asks us to pray, to fast, and to give alms. So again, our Lenten things that we do should always be threefold. Should always involve prayer, should always involve fasting, should always involve giving alms. It should always be threefold. I was thinking, though, about as the fasting piece. And so that our society these days, we are so distracted in so many ways. And so even in my own life, I realize that, you know, priests make the promise to pray the breviary every day. And it used to be that we would have our prayer books, our breviaries, our actual books that we would take into the chapel or to the church and we would take with us and we would use. And now with technology, it's on our phones. And so now the breviary has turned into the iBreviary and we have it on our phones. And so I take that with me into my chapel over at the rectory and I pray it. But then somebody texts me. But then the WTOL breaking news alert comes up, right? But then, oh my gosh, I got a Snapchat, so I got to check that out. Oh, but then, oh, I forgot that I was supposed to check on this, and so hit email. And so you check that. And then before you know it, you forget that you're even with Jesus. And I thought, I can't be bringing my phone into the chapel anymore. I got to fast from that. And so I'm going back to the book. Isn't that something, you know? Going back to a book. Who would have ever thought? But, you know, oh, God love you. God love you. It's needed. It's needed. But think about that in your own life. What are those things that are distracting you from our Lord? What are those things that, and maybe it's a sin, maybe it's a sin that you're struggling with and you're trying to get away from that, but maybe it's just a simple distraction. Maybe you sit there literally every single night and scroll through Facebook for 2 hours and you just keep scrolling. Keep seeing everybody else posting all sorts of ridiculous things. Like when that could be used for prayer time, when that could be used for some spiritual reading, when that could be used to say your rosary. Again, what is it that is distracting us from the love of God, from deepening our love? Hopefully, again, we are able to look at what kind of prayer we can add to our schedule and to our lives. We also need to look at what we need to fast from, and maybe it needs to be something different than just candy. But then also that sense of giving alms. Of course, we hand out rice bowls and those types of things, and those are good. But it can also go beyond that to what are the acts of kindness that we can do in our own life to help those that we encounter. I think back to Father Jim's parish mission of just being kind. Who can we be kind to every single day? You know, maybe it's just telling somebody each and every day that we love them, that we care about them, somebody that we haven't chatted with in a long time. So tonight and this Lenten season, I hope it's an opportunity maybe to look at things just a little differently. To look at not just giving up whatever we've always given up, but to look at what we truly need to give up or to add into our life so that our relationship with Christ can grow deeper. And when we give that thought to it, when we really kind of look at ways that we can be more attuned to Jesus Christ, we see in our gospel that whole line that sticks out. He says, and our Lord will repay you. Our Lord will repay you. He will continue to fulfill you and to give you what you need. But again, for us, so often it's just being more attentive to Him. And I think Lent is that opportunity for us to be attentive. So let's forget about giving up peas and carrots. Let's forget about giving up homework. Let's forget about all of those things. And let's think about tonight, what are those ways that as we receive ashes tonight and truly want to have a conversion of heart and mind, that we truly want to give more of ourselves to our Lord, that we can do just that, and that we can truly focus on Him and experience Easter in a whole new and profound way.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.